The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, I hope you've been enjoying the program with John Zmirak. We now turn our attention to something that we do once a week. It's a segment we call Ask Metaxas, and you send in your questions. There are a lot of questions. We try to take the best ones. At least my staff does. I have no idea, you know, because I can't look at everything. But Alvin asks the questions, and I try to answer them. And that's going to happen right now. Alvin, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
And by the way, what happens after this today? We got Dean Cain coming up.
Yeah, we got Dean Cain. Then we got Joel Rosenberg. Big show.
Superman is coming up in the next segment. Anyway, all right, Ask Metaxas. I think the first one is a long one, so I will let you begin.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? This one's about sending your daughter or son, your parent, to New York City to one of our fabulous colleges here.
Go ahead.
Whether it's going to be safe. Now, even one of my very good friends and his wife, they've got a daughter who checked out, you know, a couple of NYU and other colleges here in New York City. And she's really excited about coming to New York, but they're wondering about whether it's safe or not. This letter goes like this. My daughter is a junior in high school, and she has a heart set on attending the King's College in New York City. My wife believes, and I believe she has the qualifications. We'd a tour. We love the school. We have close family friends, though, who are saying don't send her because of what you know, what they've seen, like on shows like Tucker Carlson. I mean, is there the collapse of civilization happening in New York City right now? Is it safe for her to come? What do you think, Eric? That's the big question. Should people send their children here to New York City for college for 2 to 4 years?
And I actually see the questions in front of me. It's the woman says, I've listened to every podcast that we've done on this program in 7 years since the very first one with Alice von Hildebrand. So I'll hear your answer if you take this one on the air. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Pressure's on.
That was on Hitler's birthday 7 years ago. We said, what can we do on Hitler's birthday? The show starts on April 20th. What do we do? And we said, how about getting the widow of one of the greatest enemies of Adolf Hitler on the program? That was Alice von Hildebrand. Wow. Okay. Well, the answer to that question is, I understand the concerns, but I think if you have wisdom, you don't need to worry about these kinds of things. What I'm saying is if your daughter has wisdom, young people, sometimes lack wisdom, but I honestly think that if you come to New York City, you pretty quickly figure out what's safe, what's not safe. If you're in a college environment, you're not just wandering around. So I think a lot of this stuff is overblown. In other words, I think that you see the worst of everything on the news and you think, well, it's happening. You know, I get phone calls from people and I think, what are you talking about? That's not happening a lot. It's so rare. But if anything bad happens, they put it on the news. So my genuine suggestion is, no, I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't have that attitude. On the other hand, if it really does trouble you, then don't send your kid to New York City, but I wouldn't worry about it. My wife and daughter and I live in New York City, and we don't feel what some people seem to think, because I think the news is very distorting. I mean, it's very distorting, and people don't seem to have a filter to process it. Now, the King's College, I know that there are woke elements even in Christian colleges. I just read something the other day in a King's College newspaper criticizing me as a Christian nationalist, and you know, this, that kind of stuff, So that's another question. But just so you're aware, everything's on the table. Okay, next question.
Okay. This kind of dovetails into the whole changing the culture by voting. Do you have suggestions for voting this fall? I need some guidance.
Okay, I find that to be an entirely preposterous question. Do I have suggestions for voting this fall? Yes, I recommend that you and everyone you know vote. Do I need to say more than that?
Wow.
Do I need to tell you that even the messed up Republican Party would be the party that needs your votes so that we can take back Congress, so we can take back cities? I mean, I have no idea what guidance someone could need. If you don't vote, you are guilty of several things. My guidance is vote for the Republican candidate, even if he or she is flawed, because that's where we are in the country. Next.
Yes. How likely do you think we are to get nuclear war?
I don't think it's at all likely we will have nuclear war. I simply don't think it's likely. Next question.
Okay. Did you watch the Queen's funeral?
Yes, I watched parts of it, a lot of it, and I found it very moving. I was moved by how Christian it was. It was profoundly Christian. And the fact that, scores of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people watched something that was so Christian, it was just an extraordinary thing. The Queen was serious about her Christian faith. And as I say over and over and over again, just because someone says they're a Christian, it's virtually meaningless to say you're a Christian. The question is, are you living like a Christian? From what I know, she was quite a serious Christian, and the funeral was just magnificent. It was transcendent. And really, those kinds of events, the majesty of it, of her funeral procession, all those things, I think, point us toward God. There's something so beautiful about that kind of solemnity. So I was very moved by it. And I think it was wonderful that they televised it.
When Anne and I were in Westminster Abbey about a month ago, they had every hour, they stopped and had a short prayer that was maybe lasted 2 minutes long. They asked everyone to stop and be silent and listen to the prayer and pray along if they wanted. And at the end, they said, "In Jesus' name we pray. Amen." I just wanted people to know that. That was in Westminster
Abbey. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's so pathetic that we're like, hey, that's exciting. But it is exciting, right? Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's not been turned into a mosque or into a museum.
Yes.
I have had the privilege of going there many times to Westminster Abbey. And in any event, it was extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
Okay. Question number 5, what's happening in Puerto Rico?
That is, as I wish I had seen these questions earlier, because I have heard nothing about what's happening. I have no idea what's happening. My answer is, I don't know. Next question.
Okay. Will Trump go to jail?
I hope so. I hope so, because that would be the ultimate overreach in terms of the Democrat madness. And it would wake the country up to how crazy things are. No, he won't go to jail. That's ridiculous. I honestly think that, to get back over and over and over to why I wrote a letter to the American church, if you don't see the evil on the side of the people who are trying to destroy Donald Trump, you don't have to love Trump, but you have to see that people are unhinged. They are crazy. They're making him out to be Adolf Hitler. It's just absolute madness. That's why we have to be very, very vocal. We have to be involved politically. We have to be involved culturally in every way. And if you don't, if you're silent, you're part of the problem, folks. I make the case in the book. All right. I think we have just one question left. My goodness.
How do I get updates about Socrates in the City?
Well, now I'm really repeating myself, but forgive me. I tell people, go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletters once or twice a week. We send you out everything. So announcements about future Socrates in the City events, how you can sign up. details. We have a Socrates in the City event. I think I mentioned it next week here in New York City. It's going to be a big one. If you can get there, believe me, it's going to be special. But we have one October 12th with James Tour in Houston. We have another one coming up. So honestly, the easiest way, go to ericmetaxas.com. Please go there today. Sign up. You're missing stuff.
If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today? How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen. Well produced, and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at salemnow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. salemnow.com. Folks, remember I told you that I was going to get Superman on the show? You didn't believe me? No, you didn't believe me. Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired because promises made, promises kept. Dean Cain is here on the program. Dean Cain, the actor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
Well, and that and you really are the Dean Cain that were, you know, that played Superman. I'm not making that one up.
No, you are not making that
up. You're not
up,
another Dean Cain.
No.
You're the guy. And
that's
listen,
right.
People know you. I mean, I know you principally from that series, which is already a while ago. You did the Ripley's Believe It or Not series. You've done all kinds of stuff. So you're sort of a ubiquitous figure in American culture. I want to talk to you about a movie that we've been talking about it on this program because this is Salem Radio. But it's at salemnow.com. And some of my audience already knows about it. But let me ask you, since you're starring in the film, it's called No Vacancy. What is the story of the film?
Well, the story of the film, essentially, it's the story of Cecil Johnson. And T.C. Stallings plays the character. And it's a guy who basically has given up. He's done. He has finished with life. He has a mom who loves him and wishes he would clean up. But he can't sort of get away from his demons, which are drug and alcohol addiction. And he basically even tries to kill himself early in the film and fails at that. He's like, I can't even kill myself, you know? So what can I do? And then through a series of events, he ends up at a place where he receives help, a hand up, not just a hand out, but a hand up. And that place happens to be a place where I'm the pastor. And it's a place where they house, rehabilitate and take care of the homeless. And he becomes someone who works in that ministry there and works in that capacity and does very well. In fact, he finds a home there. And it's the transformation of Cecil Johnson, who, and this is all based on a real story, which is what's so amazing. So we got to meet all the real people involved. Cecil passed, but he became a huge figure in the church and in the ministry. It was pretty amazing, the transformation of this guy. And T.C. Stallings, in my opinion, T.C. Stallings just does such a great job in this film. He gives an incredible performance, and he's a wonderful man.
Well, there's so much I want to say. First of all, when you say this is a true story, part of the reason I get excited about the film, again, folks, the film is No Vacancy. You can go to novacancymovie.com or salemnow.com. But the reason I'm excited about this is because it is a true story, and it gives people an example of how people of Christian faith in this country live out their faith in so many ways, helping the poor, the homeless, the addicted. And, you know, if you're watching mainstream media, you would get this idea that Christians are hypocrites and they don't care about anything except, you know, three political issues or whatever. It's a complete lie. And it's really a vile lie because of people who have sacrificed their whole lives to serve the poor, to help people. They're not getting much out of it except the joy of serving God. But so you
which is a lot of joy,
which is a ton of joy. But they're not doing it for the money. They're not doing it. So you play Pastor Cliff Lee. Is it Lee?
Lee. Yeah.
In the movie. And so, yeah, what prepared you to play a pastor? Did you ever think you'd play a pastor? It's kind of an interesting thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I've played a lot of pastors now in my day. And it's really interesting because I've met so many and spent so much time, you know, on a one-to-one level throughout years. And you, one of the things you realize with pastors is they're just people too, you know, and sometimes people look at a pastor and they think that they're just this, you know, this force, this power, and everything's perfect in their lives and always has been. That's not true for anybody. So it was really interesting. Cliff Lee is the pastor himself is an amazing guy. He's much taller than me, so I tried to play as tall as I could, but what a sweet, wonderful guy he is. And his whole, what's happening with him is, you know, he has his own sort of journey in this, in that he's trying to help the homeless because the numbers are huge in South Florida at the time that this was going on. And so he wants to buy, he felt called from God to go and buy this motel nearby and turn it into a homeless shelter. And it would cost, you know, $1 million something to do so. And they were already having financial problems, but he just felt like this was the thing he was being called to do. And he didn't know how it was going to happen. And he always turns to God and was like, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen. You show me how this is going to happen. I'll keep pushing. And eventually the community comes together in a wonderful way, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. And it's an amazing feel good moment, but it's true. That's what makes it so wonderful. So for me to portray Cliff Lee, I spent time with Cliff, but it's not hard to figure out, you know, to play somebody who's really, excuse me, trying to do the right thing and help people. That's really, there doesn't have to be, you know, that much preparation to try to be a good, kind individual, which is what he is.
And did you grow up as a person of faith? Because, you know, I never assumed that about people. I really didn't. I mean, I went to church on Sundays, but I didn't get it until, you know, roughly in my mid-20s. I was struck by an anvil, metaphorically speaking. Okay. And metaphorically speaking. No, but I mean, it really is kind of amazing. Everybody has these different stories and journeys and things like that. But I mean, what is your story? How do you come to be open to playing the role of a pastor like this?
Well, for me, my faith journey, you know, I went to church on occasion here and there. And it wasn't so much about going to church or doing all the things. I went to a Catholic high school for a semester. I figured when I got into college, I'd study religion and really figure out where I sat. That didn't help that much either. Sort of knew my core bedrock principles. But it wasn't until my son was born that faith became a much more important thing to me. There's something about that. I can't explain it. You know, having to explain the world and life and death to your child is a different thing. And so there were answers I was looking for and things I was trying to figure out. And that was my journey. So when he came into this world, I started to put him first, which was different for me, because as a young person, you tend to be very selfish and it's all about you and this and that. And all of a sudden I had this child and I cared about that child more than my own life. And there was a weird weird thing to sort of experience. And then having to teach him about the life and about life and the world and God and everything. It really sort of solidified my view of the world and the afterlife and why we're here. And so, and you have to share that with your children, because I wasn't prepared to share that at the time. And so, that was really the genesis of my, I mean, it was something I was always searching for, but that's what really, well, that was the event, that was the anvil, so to speak, that hit me. And, it's just,
you hear that over and over. I mean, I think it's just fascinating to me, which is why my advice, you know, to young people is like, hey, get married, have kids. Like, if I don't have, you know, much more time to share with you, I'm going to say, get married, have kids, because you have no idea what you're missing. You have no idea what it can do to you when you suddenly feel this love for someone other than yourself. It's this visceral thing that I care about them. I care about saying the right thing, but maybe I don't know the right thing. And now suddenly I have to, you know, think about it. But you hear about so many people who come to faith because they have kids and they're thinking, well, I don't want to raise my kid to believe nothing. And maybe I need to look into this. But you hear this over and over again, that there is something about, you know, and I'm sure it's part of God's plan, right? But when you have a kid, often it changes everything. Like for me, I was already, you know, pretty serious about my faith, but when this child comes into the world, it's like mind blowing. You just think I was, everything has prepared me for this and nothing has prepared me for this. And you know, it's like a new part of the adventure, but that's just so cool. I guess, I want to interview you, more, but in this segment, we've just got about a minute left. What do you think viewers will take away from this film, Dean?
You know, it's funny, and it's really apropos for what's going on right now with all the migrants coming across the border, and you know, and people are saying, you know, well, you know, that's Texas's problem or the border state's problems. It's about helping others, you know, and you can even helping. That's what's great about telling a story is you see one person's journey and you understand that this can extrapolate to thousands of people. And it's really, I hope they take away, you know, the idea that you can possibly do something. You really can give someone a hand up, not just a hand out, and that will change their life forever.
And that's pretty much the meaning of life, folks, right? If it were God calls us into this world, he blesses us to be a blessing. He gives us gifts so that we can use those gifts for others. It's the only way to live. It's beautiful, but you're not typically getting that message in a lot of the culture. So let me recommend the film No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain. And we'll be back with more of the program, but you can go to salemnow.com, pre-order it, salemnow.com, or novacancymovie.com. Stick around.
You've heard and seen most of the truth behind the events of January 6th, and now you can visit Washington, D.C. on September 24th and join J6 Solidarity and their peaceful and patriotic event that will expose the entire truth of January 6th at our nation's capital, and not just what mainstream media has lied about. Join J6 Solidarity and their well-known guest speakers to discuss the wrongful arrest and incarceration of all the January 6th patriots. Hear what speakers like Salem Media's Dinesh D'Souza, Newsmax's Johnny Tabacco, Joel Altman, the host of Conservative Daily Podcast, Professor David Clements, and many more have to say. This peaceful event will take place on September 24th in Washington, D.C., next to the Federal District Court. For all the details, go to their website, the letter J, the number 6solid.com. That's J6solid.com. Don't have your head in the sand. Learn the truth. Go to J6solid.com now. Thank you for your time, your patriotic loyalty, and as always, God bless America. J6solid.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them.
So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Hey, folks, I'm excited to have back as my guest our friend Joel Rosenberg. Now, some of you already know about Joel Rosenberg, you think. You know that he is, well, he's a New York Times bestselling author. He's just generally a bestselling author of many books. He's the editor-in-chief of All Israel News, All Arab News, and on and on and on. But today, I get to talk to him about something else. It's called The Rosenberg Report. I'm guessing that that's named after Joel Rosenberg. Joel Rosenberg, my friend, welcome.
It's great to be on the Eric Metaxas show. That's connected to you, right?
Well, you know something? The name was not taken.
Somehow.
I said, let's grab it. What are the odds, you know? Let's grab, my name's Eric Metaxas. Grab it, and we'll okay, so but this is a new show that you're doing on TBN. And so tell us what it's about. And by the way, I know, right. You know, in case people are unaware, you are in Israel. You're going to be doing this show from Israel. But it is a weekly news and commentary program. Tell us about it. What made you want to do this?
Yeah. Happy to do it, Eric. Yeah, this is actually TBN's first ever weekly primetime news and commentary show from the Middle East, from Israel, from Jerusalem. TBN's never done it. As you know, for many years, TBN was almost solely Bible teaching and music, starting with Huckabee and, of course, yourself, Eric, began to moving into more commentary and social analysis, political analysis. But they've gone to a new level.
TBN is busting out all
Israel,
over. They put in a bid to host the Olympics in 2028.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what TBN is doing. It's almost frightening, isn't it? But so, yes, they're now moving into, like, news, and they picked Joel Rosenberg, that's you, to host a weekly show. But from Israel, that's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah. Well, I am amazed. And honestly, at first I told them, no, I appreciate it. But, I don't have the time. I don't have any bandwidth for that. I'm running All Israel News, All Arab News, the two only news websites in the world that are published daily of original news and commentary from Israel in English, from Jerusalem, by evangelicals and Messianic Jews for evangelicals and Messianic Jews. But they said, yeah, that's exactly what we want. What you're doing at All Israel News and All Arab News and your relationships with Netanyahu and Arab leaders, that's exactly the type of insight that most Christians don't have and we think our people need. And after a lot of cajoling, a lot of prayer, and I finally said, all right, there's going to have to be things I don't do, but this is the world's largest Christian television network.
What are some of the no-go zones for Joel Rosenberg? You say, I will not do this. I will not do a cooking segment.
I'm
hey,
not
Matt
washing
Crouch,
my car anymore.
No cooking
exactly.
segments.
I'm
do you
not
understand?
Doing...
I will not budge on that, deal issue. No cooking segments. No, but listen, I have to say, you know and I know, and most of the people listening to us know that people who take Jesus seriously take Israel seriously. Now, that wasn't always the case. But in the last decades, but talk about that because, I mean, it's why you're there. It's why you're doing. It's why it seems to me why TBN understands that Christians who love Jesus want to know what's going on in Israel, and you know, just between us, we have not really. You don't get a lot in the news about what's going on. Netanyahu is out. It's a strange situation. So if you don't mind, since you're on my program, can you help us understand where things are right now. I think I heard, this is like a nightmare, but I heard that Biden is looking to redo this insane Iran nuclear deal, to go back to that, which Trump undid. I mean, terrible stuff. What is your perspective on where things are right now with Israel?
Well, Eric, the challenge is that there's so much going on here in Israel, in the region, with the Iran threat and peace breaking out, the Abraham Accords, more and more Arab countries wanting to make peace with Israel. But the mainstream media, so-called, in the United States and worldwide, they just don't want to cover it. They're focused on other things. They're often focused on things that don't even matter or aren't even true. There's such extreme bias against Israel and against Christianity. So when you add that factor altogether, TBN becomes the world's only Christian television network that's making, or any television network that's making an actual primetime television show from here. We are heading into a season where, yes, President Biden, who should be ashamed of the first nuclear deal that he negotiated with President Obama, with the Iranian regime. They gave them $150 billion to Tehran, the worst terrorist in the world. And did the situation get better? No. The UN nuclear watchdog is saying things have gotten much worse. Iran is this close to being ready to build nuclear weapons. The deal did not work. That's why Trump pulled out of it, and he was right to do it. But you also have a situation where Biden pulled out of Afghanistan a year ago. Let's celebrate the 9/11 20-year disaster in Afghanistan by surrendering to the Taliban. So you've got Israel and Arab countries terrified that Biden has no idea what he's doing. He thinks he does. But that's the problem. Hubris combined with incompetence is a very dangerous cocktail. And that's what Israeli and Arab leaders fear. That's what Israeli and Arab people fear.
And we should be clear, we are not being political by saying that Biden is a bumbling doofus. That is simply, it's not political. It's just a statement of fact. And we're going to be right back with Joel Rosenberg. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today? How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen. Well produced, and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at SalemNow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey,
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Joel Rosenberg, who has a new program on TBN. It's called The Rosenberg Report. Joel, you know, you and I have talked many times. We talk about faith. We talk about politics. And it's so funny because you may know I'm coming out with a book right now called Letter to the American Church, which specifically addresses the issue. There are many Christians who have a very unbiblical idea that Christians are supposed to stay out of politics, and they get nervous. And you think, wait a minute. That's for A, that's not possible. B, it's not biblical. If you care about what God cares about, sometimes that's very political sounding, or some people will say, well, that's too political, don't talk about that. And you think, well, wait a minute, that concerns God, it concerns God's timetable in history, it concerns Israel, the nation of Israel. Talk about that for a minute, because I am just really fascinated that it's why I wrote my book. I'm just fascinated and horrified that there's so many believers that don't understand how vital history and politics are to what it means to understand what God's doing in the world today. You can't escape it. And that's kind of what your show is about.
That's right. I mean, look, it's certainly wrong to make politics an idol, to think that government, that man can solve all of our problems, that only Christ can eventually solve when he comes to this city, Jerusalem.
Amen.
And he sets up his reign. But until then, democracies are a stewardship. Right? The democracy is not written about. Voting and politics are not really written about in the Bible because there wasn't a democracy, so you had no influence over the Roman Empire. It was an occupying military force. But this is a stewardship that God has given us. And if you abandon the field of play, if you don't register to vote, if you don't vote, and if you don't vote for people that have biblical values or at least are closer than the other team, you end up surrendering your values, and you better not be surprised or angry if you get run over like a bulldozer for things you totally disagree with.
And now, that, by the way, that's exactly what Christians have done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In too many ways. Now, on October 6th, we launch the Rosenberg Report, 9 p.m. Eastern on TBN, and it'll be replayed on Saturday evenings. Now, we are launching right at a moment where both Israel and the United States are coming up with very high-stakes elections. You referred to it earlier. Netanyahu lost an election last year. He's no longer the prime minister. He's the head of the opposition. But he's roaring to come back. I just met with him recently, and he's tanned, rested, and ready. And he believes that come November 2nd, he will have enough votes to become prime minister again. We'll see. We'll be covering that and the implications of it. But at the same time, you've got the midterm elections in the United States. And you've got, look, President Biden is about the best pro-Israel Democrat that there is in the Democratic Party. But, and I believe sincerely he loves Israel. He came here earlier this year. However, he's the one negotiating with the worst terrorists in the world and begging them to accept his deal, which will give them over $500 billion worth of money in the coming years. What are they going to do with that money? Are they going to build a better school system, better education, healthcare, jobs for their people? No, they're going to invest in terrorism and building nuclear weapons. And, you know, for a country that shouts every Friday, death to Israel, death to America, I take that personally. I'm an American citizen and an Israeli citizen, and I live in the epicenter of the world, Jerusalem. When murderous, genocidal tyrants threaten to wipe my people out, I take it seriously. Does all of Congress take it seriously? Does the president take it seriously? They say they do, but we're going to find out in November what type of values and what type of policies are going to be front and center.
Look, you're doing news. I'm more commentary. And I just want to say to my audience, never in my lifetime have I seen the Democratic Party allow anti-Semitism to be spoken from some of its leaders. It is very ugly. This is a new thing. And it's very clear that President Obama did not like Israel or had something against it. The way he dealt with Israel was astonishing to me. It was precisely the opposite under Trump. So this has nothing to do with anything else. We just have to focus on that. But people of faith have to care about these things because we are talking about, you know, potentially being in the end times. When you talk about Iran possibly getting a nuclear weapon, probably getting a nuclear weapon, I can't imagine what could be more interesting, more horrifying than that. So the idea
that's right, you have this president opening the door to that is
astonishing.
What the Iranian leaders want is a nuclear 9/11. We're literally just coming off the memory of the worst terrorist attack in the history of the United States, but it pales to what the Iranian leadership wants. They are driven by an apocalyptic end times theology that's genocidal. We have an end times theology. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, this good news, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, including Iran, including Israel, and then the end shall come. Our job as Christians is not to wipe the world out, but is to seek to save as many people as willing to save by preaching the gospel. The Iranian leaders, not the people, but the leaders, see the exact opposite. They believe if they can wipe out Israel, the epicenter of Judaism, and the United States, which they believe is the epicenter of Christendom, then this is the end of days and will usher in an Islamic caliphate. This is what we're up against, and most leaders in Washington don't get it. They don't understand what's driving the Iranian leaders, and therefore they're willing to try to make a deal as though they're the Swiss or the Japanese or, you know, the Brazilian, somebody that's willing to sit down and have a rational conversation. That's not possible. We'll be covering all of it on the Rosenberg Report, 9 p.m. Thursday nights on TBN. But I'll tell you, it's not just news. I can't just do news. I am a commentator, and you'll know my opinions every week.
I want to just keep you on for one more segment, Joel. But folks, I just want to tell you, it's a big deal that TBN is doing this. I'm excited. We need to know what's going on in that part of the world. That's an understatement. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Joel Rosenberg, who has written many, many bestsellers, does all kinds of things. But right now, very exciting, he is launching October 6th, a new program on TBN, first ever weekly news and commentary program that's shot in Israel. And I want to say this is really important. Joel, you were just talking about something. We have to be really clear about this. Iran wants to wipe Israel off of the face of the map. That is a horror, but it's true. But there are many naive people, most of them today in the Democratic Party, they do not understand evil. They are either naive or either they're willfully naive or perhaps simply naive. But it's an astonishing thing when you're talking about wiping a nation, a people, off the map. It is what Hitler's intention was. This is as dark as it gets. And the mainstream media is not covering this. And it's why you and TBN are doing this program. If we don't look into this and understand what is happening, I just can't think of anything that's more vital to when people think about the end times or when is Jesus coming back. Why do you think mainstream media refuses to cover this?
Eric, I think there's several things. There's a whole it's bias, but there's a range of bias in the media, right? There's soft bias, meaning editors, journalists, reporters, they don't mean any harm. They just don't get it. OK, so they don't report on it at all or fairly. Then there's hard bias. They totally get it. And they're against Christians, or they're against the Jews, or they're against Israel, or they're against Zionism, or whatever it is. They know what they're doing, and they mean to be extremely hostile. Then there's war, right? That's the Iranian media. That's the Russian media. That's the Turkish media. This is Al Jazeera, right? This is outright war. And we're dealing with all of it. You know, we had a rocket war this summer in August, 1,100 missiles and rockets fired at Israel. It got almost no coverage in the United States. So even Christians who care about Israel and want to know how to pray about it, if you pick up a copy of the New York Times or your local paper even, or watch the CBS Evening News or watch CNN, you know, good luck, or even Fox. Look, I'm not, you know, there's some who are trying to do it well, but they're just not. They just don't cover these things. And it's a range of biases. But I will say one more thing, Eric. You know, you're the author of the fabulous biography on Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Here's a Christian who was living in the midst of a genocidal empire that was rising, and he had to make decisions. He had to make decisions that cut against all the cultural signals from the media, from the political sphere, and say, no, this is wrong, and how do I live differently as a follower of Jesus Christ? And I think one of the things that I love that you do on your show, and I'm certainly going to do on mine, is ask those questions and try to answer them. How do we live differently in a time where evil is rising and Washington and so many leaders in the world are absolutely clueless or hostile against our values and our allies?
Well, I have to say, Joel, literally, this is my new book deals with this issue. I didn't want to have you on to talk about my book, but when you talk about Bonhoeffer was warning the church that, hey, church, if you do not get serious about this, forget about this, oh, we can't be political, whatever. This is satanic evil rising, and if the church does not speak now, God will not hold us guiltless. God is looking to his people who believe in Jesus to behave like they believe in Jesus, to speak out, to be aware of the evil, to speak against it. The church was silent in Germany, and the nightmare that happened is no different than the nightmare that will happen if the church is silent today, and the church has been silent today. So I can't think of anything more important than this issue, and I'm just so proud of you. The Rosenberg Report, folks, it is on TBN every week. Don't miss it. Joel, thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.